Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Well, 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 welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the weekday. No, and on the internet every week. Weekday morning. There we are. I'm Gregor, I think. It's not yet confirmed. Host of mornings on 107.7 The End. Good to be speaking with you. Good to be speaking with you. The nightmare started last night at woke up at 11:16 p.m. So that's where my brain is at right now. I ran into one of my buddies yesterday, and it felt so good to talk to somebody that was, we were outside, we were socially distanced and masked up and all that stuff. It felt so good to talk to somebody that isn't around all the time. He's been really cool. He's been calling me during quarantine, but to see him out in the world was awesome. Now, I have a question for you. If you were shooting headshots for your band, would it be cool, funny, lame, whatever, to have your shots, like your band pictures shot in the food court of a Costco, assuming Costco didn't get mad? Because, like, some people would know what's going on with that hot dog, and other people would, like, be like, what is this lame thing? But, like, if you're a Costco person, that'd be pretty sweet. If you did it right now, it would obviously be difficult because of the masks and everything. I get it. Yeah, it's fine. But, I don't know. Just thinking that through. Like, a Costco, I think, is a funny place to get your, it's a funny place to get your band photo taken. It's a weird series of texts I got from the 253. Gregor, a manually by hand rejected text was sent to me on another radio station's text stream. I need help with that hand job. 7 hand job reject text manually by hand. Are you asking me to help you with hand jobs? In the middle of the night? That's when it came in. Gotta tell ya. I'm a hard pass. So something fishy's going on with the computers at Washington State. In Washington. Just listen.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today, coronavirus, we actually don't know because the statewide computer system got wiped out by high-speed winds. Okay. The scooters are coming. GeekWire.com reports that the Seattle City Council has made way for a trial program for those rentable rideshare scooters that other cities have complained about and some people here have experienced. 3 companies will each have a share of the market. You'll be able to walk right up, check a scooter out. They're electric powered. They can go up to 15 miles per hour. 8 if it's your first time riding. Smart. You won't be able to ride them on sidewalks. Yeah, good luck enforcing that. And then when you're done, you pull over, you park them. Definitely don't just throw them down on the sidewalk. And you're on your way. Washington is on fire. More of the state burned in one day than an entire 12 of the last 18 years. One day. More than 300,000 acres. And while it's usually eastern Washington, Graham, Sumner, Puyallup, the south, and have all been on fire. Are some of them still? Oh no. Holy cow, Sturgis motorcycle rally has been linked to about 250,000 COVID cases. Thanks a lot, Smash Mouth. They played at Sturgis? Okay. And with a massive stadium largely empty, CenturyLink will look and sound weird. So the NFL is going to pump artificial crowd noise into the facility and the others around the league. Listen, how many parking lot beers will the crowd noise drink before heading in for the game? It's important.
You just got news.
The news this morning supported by T-Mobile. Crazy that there might be another Borat film coming out. Sacha Baron Cohen evidently has filmed, cut, and screened Borat 2 to a bunch of people. Borat was such a weird phenomenon back in the day. It really felt like it was making fun of my people. I'm from Hungary, so not that far into Eastern Europe, but still. It really felt like it was making fun of my people. That's where I'm first generation Hungarian, so I'm a first generation Hungarian American. Sorry. Anyway, and so there was like a certain amount of like he was making fun of my heritage, which I thought was funny. And it was like the one voice I can do. I can't do like any dialect, but that's the one I could do with. And here's this guy that makes a famous jerk. Evidently, he's been out filming stuff, though, at least for a new show, and then made this movie. Consequence of Sound reports that he has a brand new project in the works that already sounds very nice. Last month, actor-comedian was seen filming in his old Borat costume. The same getup he wore in his 2006 box office hit. 2006! Whew, yesterday's, today's early... Yesterday's end of the show, I was like, Anchorman is old. Anchorman is like about that age. He's begun screening the sequel for a select few industry types. Oh my God, I can't. I don't even. Oh, the premise is cool though. Borat is in the modern day where he believes he's a successful movie star due to the success of Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Okay, well, that's... suddenly I'm in, once I know the details. Otherwise, I was like, this seems washed up. But I don't know, does he still have that magic? Can he still pull it off? I felt like he got kind of diluted. Maybe it's a robot Borat. There's a lot of robots today in Nerd Talk. Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah! Airports worried about keeping passengers safe during the pandemic are turning to technology. Yeah, duh. Places like SeaTac will have self-propelled cleaning robots and virus-murdering UV lights. Pew, pew, pew! Will help kill germs brought in from who the crap knows where. It's good. It puts less humans at risk of the cleanup. And also, as a bonus, it'll keep all those politicians reaching under the stalls for sex stuff. Yeah, they'll be way safer now.
Yeah.
Another robot news. An AI wrote an entire article for The Guardian without human intervention. Pretty crazy. Includes a terrifying line, quote,
I taught myself everything I know from reading the internet.
Whew, I hope no one told that robot about Reddit. And finally, let's go 3 for 3 with the bots. It was only a matter of time. Robot dogs have joined the United States Air Force. Now, it's just training and testing, and in theory, it's great. But the motorized canines won't stop humping nearby Teslas and barking at Air Force robot drones.
Bark, bark, bark.
Robot dog, did you laser my slippers? Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah! Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for making every day a little bit better. Even though I'm very tired and just want to do Rubik's Cube and not make podcasts.
This is the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.